This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
All right, I'm back from CPAC, and I had a little bit of business in the Big Apple. And I'm glad to be back. I got to tell you, whew, much as I love the, you know, the hustle and bustle of especially CPAC, getting to see so many friends and people that recognize my work, people that said I should have a shirt that says Lying Skank, which I happen to agree. It was just, I loved it all and got more accomplished at this year's CPAC than anyone I've ever been to, including ones that I've been on panels at. And, you know, look, I get it. I get how CPAC evolves, but, and we all feel like we have a lot to offer, but I still feel like they don't showcase enough talent, which is why I can't wait for either Tea Party Community or the Netflix equivalent site we're creating when we start giving out awards. I can't wait for us to showcase new talent that's out there, people that are out there doing the right stuff. So the business I did in New York, because my producers know that's one of the things that people were interested in, was unrelated to Fox. In fact, I reached out to Fox just to say hello to friends. I went, you know, sent out a few emails and said, hey, I'll be in town. Not a single response. And here's what I'll tell you. I have not been on Hannity's radio show. Sean hasn't reached out to me for anything. And I talked with Eric Bowling. He says it's essentially the same. Once you leave Fox, it's like they cut you off. And part of it is they say they feel like, this is what I heard from other people, that the people above them, the high art, you know, the brothers that now run it, there's some danger that, you know, you could be toxic for that. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, friendships that, that hang on by a thread. I didn't feel that. When I make friends, I don't care if you lose your job. I mean, like I said, there's very little that's going to change my opinion of you. I may disagree with what you did and tell you, hey, get some counseling or whatever like that. But I don't just throw away friends. But, boy, Fox, whew, you're gone. And that's why I have to tell you, I have so much more resolve to get them. I say to myself, they are, so you know how many people came up to me and said, Kevin, you are one of the best comments. It's their loss. It's their loss. And they weren't saying it, you know, because there are a lot of people who will say stuff to you because they just want you to buy them a drink or they want to hang out or, you know, be in celebrity a bit. I'm like, no, I they meant it. And I told them up front, I said, look, I'll tell you something. I watch Fox enough, you know, with these snippets that we get to know that people don't say the things that need to be said the way I do. They're not speaking truth. I use the term Fox is reality TV to what is true TV. Reality TV, you can say, hey, reshoot that with a little bit more, you know, heart or passion. True TV is a cop cam, right? The camera running while you're doing your job to the point where you forget what's going on because your life could be at stake. So you're not going, what's my best angle? Or can we reshoot that except this time I'm going to jump you as you jump over the fence? No, it's real. It's true TV, not reality TV. And what's funny about using that term reality TV is we've learned that reality isn't reality. If the news, the media, these election cycles, the Jussie Smollett case, for example, have not taught us that reality is not reality, I don't know what is. It's stage stuff. And it's funny because it kind of segues into a story about this Smollett-like case that I bet you don't know a whole lot about. And here's a clip about it.
On December 1st of last year, we received a 911 call from 52-year-old Keith Smart that his wife Jacqueline had been stabbed to death after giving money to a panhandler in the 1000 block of Valley Street in East Baltimore. We now know that that was not true. Earlier this morning, after a lengthy investigation, 52-year-old Keith Smart and his daughter, 28-year-old Valeria Smith, were arrested in Harlington, Texas, near the Mexican border, and now have been charged with first-degree murder. During the course of our investigation, we developed evidence that Mr. Smith was leaving Maryland, so we made the appropriate national notifications, and the Texas State Police arrested him this morning. All of our investigators prepared arrest warrants for both Keith Smart and Valeria Smith, outlining the evidence in this case to a judge who reviewed and signed the warrants for first-degree murder. So while I cannot go into tactical or investigative details about the case so as not to compromise the integrity of the investigation, I can say that there was outstanding detective work involved from the very beginning and great coordination and collaboration with the state's attorney's office, the Maryland Transportation Authority Police, and the Department of Homeland Security.
Now, he's giving you the gist of the story. By the way, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. That was the chief of police of Baltimore giving the specifics of this story, and he's telling you everything that's involved in this story because it's a hoax. It's another one of these hoaxes. Keith Smith, age 52, his daughter, Valeria Smith, killed their mother, his wife, Jacqueline Smith, a father-daughter, you know, plot against the mom, who knows, insurance, something like that. But here's what's really cold about it. They blame a panhandler. So the poor have enough going on, right? I really want to put this in perspective, because Jussie Smollett, he blamed a victim, you know, somebody who was not, he essentially made a victim of Trump supporters, because he blamed us for doing something against him. In this particular case, Keith and his daughter, Valeria, blamed a panhandler, a homeless person who didn't exist. And what the police officer said that was probably one of the most poignant things, he says, people try to take advantage of Baltimore. See, what this black couple, this father and son crime duo, wanted to do was utilize the bad statistics of Baltimore and claim that somebody, you know, just randomly attacked their wife. They did nothing while, you know, they tried to get her back to life, whatever. And you should hear them tell the sob story. Oh! But they used the Baltimore Police Department the same way Smollett used Chicago PD to go look for a fictitious person. And you know who outed them? Their own family said, the minute we heard this story, we knew it was a lie. Unbelievable. They appeared at a tearful news conference. They blamed the death on a man who approached their car after she reached out the window to give to a woman begging in the rain with a baby. I mean, it had all the elements, didn't it? Let me tell you something, folks. This is what leftists do. All day, every day. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I don't know if the world can get any crazier when I think about everything that's going on with the left. Ocasio-Cortez and the New Green Deal and letting people work, get money for not working at all. We've got Pelosi and team that want to stop us from building a wall. Just recently, Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, he wants to make California an official sanctuary state. And there were another heinous murder, a guy who was deported 9 times, has killed an American citizen, and nothing can happen. How does this happen in a country that citizens can be killed by illegals and we do nothing? I don't get it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. It's crazy out there. I've got so many stories. I swear, I'm sitting here shaking my head right now as I'm doing this program, and I'm thinking to myself, we have so many stories that, quite frankly, are meaningless in the scheme of things. Fast food worker firings. MSNBC wants to ban critics of the Democrats, and crazy stuff. We should be covering serious issues that are impacting us that have to do with our education of your children, that have to do with the tax policy, foreign policy, things like this. And you know what we're talking about? We're talking about Avenatti, just crazy stuff. We're talking about, well, I've already mentioned him, but Stormy Daniels. We're talking about the Royals. We're talking about some TV show that, you know, is controversial. And we're talking about bikinis and, you know, and stars and on beaches and things like this. And we have massive things going on with the left that, quite frankly, we should have no problem pushing back on them on. And we can't do it. Or at least it doesn't seem we can do it. We've allowed the craziest things to be discussed that just, I shake my head every day. I get up and I go, oh, seriously? You want to know the latest? You guys want something to think about? I don't know if you've heard this story, but the air that we breathe is not equal. Yeah, the air that we breathe. Blacks and Hispanics disproportionately breathe air that's been polluted by non-Hispanic whites, according to a study. There's somebody that's studying the racism of the air that you breathe. And let me just tell you what's going on here. These are people that can no longer sell climate change through the normal means. So in order to sell climate change, they now say we have to make it racial. I'm telling you what this is about. Here's what this thing goes on to say. Pollution is disproportionately caused by whites, but disproportionately inhaled by black and Hispanic minorities. Think I'm making this up. Google it and see what you find out. This was in USA Today. Poor air quality remains the largest environmental health risk in the United States. Before I even finish this sentence, let me say this. Black kids are killed in the womb at 300% of white kids. 300% of non-blacks, I should say. And they're worried about the study of the air that we breathe, and they want you to believe that there's black air and white air. So the study says, in fact, with the 100,000 deaths per year, more Americans die from air pollution than car crashes and murders combined. So let me tell you what they just did there. They mitigated. They essentially swept under the rug all of the black-on-black crime by telling you the climate is more deadly to blacks than black folks living in Chicago, killing each other, than black folks living in Baltimore or Cleveland or wherever. They have essentially thrown the gauntlet over all those other statistics. That's what this is about. And here's what they say. Even though minorities are contributing less to the overall problem of air pollution, they are affected by it more, says the coordinator, the co-author, Jason Hill, an engineering professor at the University of Minnesota, who in the article they clearly say who is white. They want you to understand this is some black guy trying to say black people are disproportionately getting dirtier air. Is it fair that I create more pollution, this is a quote, and somebody else is disproportionately affected by it? Hill said that while the air in the United States has gotten cleaner in the past decade, pollution inequality has remained stubbornly high. What is especially surprising is just how large pollution inequality is and has been for well over a decade, Hill says. Folks, I don't know how to explain this any better than I have. What the left want you to believe is climate change is impacting blacks disproportionately than it is whites. Blacks are getting the raw end of the stick. Now, if it is true, then here's what I'll tell you is the raw end of the stick. It's because black folks are gathered in the cities, urban indoctrination centers, these to use Trump's word, crap holes, right? I changed it up a little bit. They're gathered in the cities where they breathe polluted air as blacks who live in the country. I grew up in the country. I breathe the same clean air as the white folks. Before I even go any further, can we stop for just a moment and everybody recognize how insane it is for us to even be discussing this as a real problem. And here's what's funny. Somebody studied it. Somebody was paid money in order to report this. They were given the task of making us believe that the very air that we breathe is racist. And, oh, by the way, right, folks, you're at fault. Now, when I come on the radio or you see me on TV, not as much anymore, but whatever it is that I do, I want you to understand why I fight. If I were a white person and I read this article, I would be outraged. Now, here's the deal. Black folks and white folks breathe the same air in the city of Chicago or the city of Houston or whatever. There's nothing that says, hey, air, go over to the black part of town. Or, you know, if you see people with more melanin, I want you to give them the dirtier air and we white folks are going to breathe the cleaner air. There's nothing anywhere. There's not even a possibility that that could happen. But they want you to believe that it is. When I talk to you about the insanity of leftism, I can't come up with better examples. This is the best example. Pollution disproportionately caused by whites, disproportionately inhaled by blacks and Hispanics. Not Asians, not Lithuanians, not Poles. No, blacks and Hispanics are the ones that are disproportionately breathing in black air, dirty air. What would they say if it was green energy? What do you think they'd be saying then? Blacks are disproportionately impacted by the toll roads or something. I don't know. I find this incredible. And there should be somebody pushing back on this kind of nonsense, because this report will be used somewhere else to get funding for something.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation's top law enforcement officer is testifying about the Mueller report on Capitol Hill. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Democrats saying that Barr mischaracterized the conclusions when he delivered a four-page summary to Congress a few weeks ago. But during a Senate hearing today, Barr said he was as surprised as Democrats were that Mueller did not reach a conclusion when it came to obstruction of justice.
The report
recounts 10 episodes and discusses potential legal theories for connecting the president's actions to elements of obstruction offenses.
Tristan Terrell is being charged with 2 counts of murder and 4 counts of attempted murder. Late Tuesday afternoon, Terrell allegedly walked into a building on the UNC Charlotte campus and shot 6 people, killing 2 of them and injuring 4. No word on the motive for the attack. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your vehicle isn't stopping like it used to or makes squealing noises when you brake, shop the Spring Brake Deal Savings Event at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, buy a set of Brake Best Select pads and a pair of rotors and get a $20 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Don't miss the Spring Brake Deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Pros know doing it right means buying in bulk to save yourself some time and save money, too. Lowe's can help by having the right quantities of the masonry supplies you use most in stock and ready to go when you are. And at the right prices, because you can get 30% off Sacrete or Quikrete 80 or 90-pound bags of concrete when you purchase a pallet or more every day. Save even more time ordering ahead online at lowesforpros.com, and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Brand and size varies by location. See Pro Desk for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Buck Sexton said this. He said, the longer the Democrats overreach, look like unhinged idiots, the better for us. For nearly 2 years, and Lord knows how many attempts, the left tried to undercut this presidency and deliver a death blow. They failed, they lost, we won. Over and over and over again. This is what Sexton writes. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. He says, oh, and as for those infamous tapes and the Steele dossier that involved Trump and Russian prostitutes, well, those are probably fake. And by probably, I mean most certainly fake. Again, those of us who aren't a brain cell away from being declared intellectually disabled knew this already. Because remember, that was part of it. They wanted to not only, they think about, this is a Jussie Smollett story here. Not only did they want to make Trump collude with the Russians, they wanted to tie it into womanizing and prostitution. So they faked not only the Steele dossier, but then they overreached and said Trump was in Moscow hanging out with prostitutes. And that's what the Russians had against him. That's how all this started. He was compromised. I just want you to understand that a guy who's a billionaire playboy who could have all the company of a woman, of women that he wants, I'm putting that as delicately as I can, and the Democrats want to make him out to be this Joe Biden. They want to be a Joe Biden, the dude who needed to use his power to get to women. This is unbelievable. Why do we allow Democrats to play these games? Why do we allow it? I constantly admonish conservatives for this reason. People will do what you let them do to you. So why do you let them? I have people tell me something is going on in their lives, and I'm like, okay, well, it's a simple answer here. I mean, I'm not trying to be all logical with you, but why do you let it happen? Like, they're like, my sister's always borrowing money. Like, I mean, she's like constantly just coming to me, just borrowing money. I mean, it's like really silly. I don't understand. Why can't she get a hold of her finances? And why don't they just do this? And my sister, and you know, like the other day, I had to loan her $500 for such and such. You know, I'm listening to him, and I go, okay, so let's, I think I've heard enough. I mean, I'm no Dr. Phil, but I've got some things to ask. You say your sister constantly borrows money. Okay. Who constantly gives it to her? You. Okay, great. And you say, she's always doing it, and you're upset about it, but you constantly give it to her. When was the last time she borrowed? You just said, the other day I had to loan her $500. Oh, did you? Did you have to loan her $500? Is no in your vocabulary? And if it isn't, then your sister doesn't have the problem. Your sister is brilliant. You're okay. Let me explain. Your sister is amazing because even after borrowing multiple times and never paying you back, your sister has the good sense to keep doing it. It's not your sister that has the problem. I'm like Caesar. I don't fix dogs. I fix dog owners. See, you own the money. Your sister knows you have it. So why should she go out and do something crazy to get the money? Look, I have donors that donate to my charity. They are amazingly diligent. They do their due diligence. They're like, all right, most of them go, I'm going to give you a little bit and let's see how you do with that. That's it. Then if you don't perform, don't go back to one of my donors. I'm talking about rich white people that know how to make money. They look at you like, you got all you're getting out of me. I gave you a taste. A rich white person is willing to invest $5, $10, $25, even $50,000 in your little enterprise. But if you're going to get to high six-figure, seven-figure donations, you better show some results. Generally speaking, that's what we focus on anyway at the Black Sphere and Seeking Educational Excellence and other charity work that we do. But all I'm getting at is we, conservatives, allow the games to be played. See, the Democrats got what they wanted in their witch hunt. And then when it didn't go their way, they pretend that the witch hunt was tainted. They're like, it was completely tainted. Now, you would think that Mueller hired all Republicans, and that he pulled a James Comey, where he's got all this evidence against Hillary Clinton, but he says, but it doesn't rise to the level of, you know, a crime. Mueller's report has nothing. The basis of his report is all about collusion. Forget obstruction. It's collusion. If there is no collusion, there is no obstruction. Because what Trump is saying is, if you think obstruction is me fighting back to save my name, I got something for you. Yeah. How is it even possible that the Democrats want you to believe that that investigation was tainted? How is it even possible that the Democrats want you to believe that this investigation would not turn up Trump being innocent? Ask yourself either of those questions. They knew what this investigation was going to turn up. I know they wanted what they wanted from Mueller. By the way, when I asked that question, how could you possibly believe any of those scenarios? The reason why the left believes those scenarios, I want to be clear, in case I don't say it enough on my program, Democrats are dumber than dog turds, okay? When it comes to Democrats, you're dealing with brain-dead morons, idiots incapable of playing out their scenarios to the bitter end. And I'll give you a good example. Barack Obama was a Democrat scenario. And I'm going to hurt some feelings here in a second, but hey, this is a Tough Love Show, the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Anybody who voted for Barack Obama fits the description of a brain-dead moron, no matter what side of the aisle you're on. Not even going to apologize. That's just who you are. If you're a conservative, and I use my finger quotes, who voted for Obama, you guilted yourself into doing so. You believed the hype. You wanted to believe the insane notion that Obama was going to be this transcendental guy, and your vote would erase racism in America, and because of that, we were all going to collectively work together and do good. You were sold the bill of goods by the Democrats, and let me tell you, whether it's the Kavanaugh hearings or whether it's the witch hunt turned con job of Donald Trump, you should know better. You should have known better before. And many of my friends said, well, Kevin, I just felt like, you know, we were in a really strange time in history and all that. I don't care what you said. If you voted for Barack Obama, you're an idiot. You voted for one of the worst racists in history and probably, in my opinion, not even probably, undoubtedly the most incompetent president to ever sit his bony butt in the Oval Office. Now, if you're a leftist and you voted for Obama, you fell for hope and change, progressive nonsense. You knew that clown was not qualified to manage a Denny's. Yet you persuaded yourself that a man who wouldn't show you his grades at any level was the smartest guy in the world. I don't need to see it. Look at him. He's all light-skinned and Negro. So the outcome for you was he lost you 1,080 Democrat seats in all layers of government. And worst, as far as leftists are concerned, Obama begat President Donald Trump. But it can and it will get far worse for Democrats, because Obama begat something else much more damaging to the Democratic Party than his 1,080-seat loss and Trump's ultimate election. He begat the Mueller report. The man who declared he has no scandals, none in his administration, is going to eat his words with a good old heaping help and a crow. Because as everybody in this country knows, Obama was the tip of the assegai. You know what the assegai is? Do you know what that is? He's the tip of the spear. That's an African word for spear. It's a Swahili word. And in other words, just so you can understand it, white folks, the buck on this con job is going to stop on Obama's desk. Not Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, or any other Democratic buffoon believes the Russians significantly interfered with our election. Nor do any of these butt wipes believe Trump is guilty of anything. What we see, folks, is a shenanigans of cover your butt at the most frantic level. That's what you're looking at. But see, Democrats still believe in the Alinsky tactics. They believe if you tell the lie over and over, eventually that's going to work. Eventually, you know, Donald Trump will capitulate. It'll all just go by. It'll get dismissed. It'll get swept under the rug. And with past Republicans, those Alinsky tactics would have probably worked. But Democrats should have burned that book a long time ago, because we got a peek. We got a peek at the tactics. We know what they are now. And let me just tell you something right now. Two things. One, Donald Trump is impervious to their attacks. But what Democrats are finding out, they are not impervious to those attacks themselves. As I like to say, and I've learned from my grandparents, it's a lot easier to get the cat out of the bag than to get it back in the bag. Yeah. See, Donald Trump didn't need the title of president to kick the crap out of the Democrats. Don't believe me, just look at November 8th of 2016. But now Trump has not only what he had before, which is gumption, he's got the power of the presidency, and that power encumbers him to a degree. It empowers him to a much greater degree. No longer is D.C. infested with swamp rats, because now Donald Trump can put his own people in office, and A.G. Barr is about to open up a can of
keyboard. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Jussie Smollett is not guilty because he doesn't feel guilty. Yeah, he lives in a world where the only way you can take on guilt is if the narrative demands it. And the anti-Trump narrative doesn't demand any guilt. You can say anything, do anything you want. That's why this guy comes back after this, after knowing that he's not guilty, that he's guilty, knowing it. And he says, you know, I wouldn't be my mother's child. Well, he wouldn't be his mother's child. His mother raised him to see nothing except through the prison of blackness and oppression that she likely grew up in. The problem It's misplaced. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Adam Schiff, he doesn't feel guilty. He's been asked to resign because, as the president said, Adam Schiff has been knowingly lying, misleading the public, putting out false information and leaking information on a case that he's not supposed to. He's been knowingly doing this. But ask if you believe that Adam Schiff feels like he's guilty. Ask Peter Strzok if he feels guilty when he says the FBI, we do everything by the book. We don't take any of our own biases into account. This is a man whose obvious bias was in his investigation of Donald Trump. It's so clear to anybody who's got a brain, but he sees it as, oh no, not the case. I didn't do anything wrong here, folks. I followed the rules. The rules have changed on their side. None of them feel guilty. McCabe all but came out and admitted. I mean, it wasn't an almost. He admitted they went after Donald Trump because they felt like he was the wrong person for the job. And ask him, put a gun to his head and say, did you do something wrong? You will have to pull the trigger. He doesn't think he did anything wrong. Ask Hillary Clinton if she believes that she did anything wrong in hiding her server in a basement bathroom, putting out classified information, strategizing to get her cronies bigger dollars through her Clinton Foundation while she was pretending to play Secretary of State, feathering her own nest. Ask her if she did anything wrong. Put a gun to her head and say, you better tell the truth or I'll kill you. She will never admit that she did anything wrong. Ask Barack Obama if he had any scandals during his administration and wait on the answer. He's already told you. Tell him. Give him the examples of an FBI gone rogue. Give him the examples of all the different things that led up to the prosecution or the attempted coup of Donald Trump and the want to impeach Donald Trump after they couldn't get him as a candidate, trying to get him as a president. The very same organization that Barack Obama said, keep me posted. Ask him if he do anything, did anything wrong. Put a gun to his head and say, Barack Obama, you better tell the truth or I'm going to shoot you right now. He will never admit it. You'd have to shoot him. I could give you example after example. Ask James Clapper if he believes the lies he told on TV are wrong. When he lied before Congress about surveillance of Trump. Ask the media if they think they did anything wrong in reporting on the Mueller farce, the Mueller investigation. Ask them if they did anything wrong in reporting on Jesse Smollett. Ask them if they did anything wrong in all the coverage of Donald Trump, which is practically 90% negative. Ask them and see what they say. Ask the DNC if they felt bad about cheating Bernie Sanders out of the nomination. If they felt bad about cuddling up with Hillary Clinton and effectively letting her run their organization. Ask the Democrats if they feel bad that Donna Brazile gave the questions in advance to Hillary Clinton during the debate. Ask them. Ask them if they had any problem trying to go after Trump's kids, his family members, targeting his son, his young son, who's only like 10 years old or something. Ask them if they have any regrets for anything that they've done. Pick one. They will have no regrets. They don't care. Ask them if they care about targeting you, conservatives, not giving you 501c3 status, trying to shut down your ability to actually go out and form organizations that help your candidates. Ask Facebook if he cares that he's targeting you. I'm talking about for real. Put him on a lie detector test. Ask him if he cares. Ask Jack at Twitter if he cares that he's shutting you down, that he's shadow banning you. Ask Google if they care that when you say Hillary Clinton, you type in Hillary Clinton is a saint, the best should be president, whatever. Ask them what they type in about Donald Trump, what they let get through on that. Ask them why you don't get to see searches of the things that you're really looking for. Instead, they push you into left things, leftist thinking, and so on and so forth. Ask them if they care. Ask them if they care about veterans dying on waiting lists during the Obama administration. Do you think Obama gives a crap about veterans? Ask them if they care about calling military people baby killers and stuff like that, yet pretending to support them. Just saying, folks, ask them. ask the leftists if they really care about kids. Why are they killing babies that are born? Why can't they look for a better, more reasonable solution? Ask them why they demonize us for wanting to protect life of any kind. Ask them why they consider dogs or other animals more important than human beings. Just keep on. I can go on. I got all day. It's Kevin Jackson you're listening to, folks. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Ask the left if they care about teaching your kids sexualizing your second graders, teaching them about Islam but not letting them learn about Christ or Christianity or Judaism. Ask them about that. Ask them if they care that the kids are not actually getting educated but more getting an indoctrination. Ask them if they care that your kids can't read, can't do basic math, but know all about social justice, you know, and the inequalities that don't exist in this country. Ask them if they think any of that's wrong. Ask them if they want your kids to understand that work ethic, that perseverance, that these are things that come in abundance, and you can tip the scales of anybody if you're willing to work hard, work smart, learn your craft, hone it, get better at it, and continue it, persevere through the tough times. And you're going to, as long as you love it and there's a passion for it, you'll be able to do it. Ask them if they want to revamp the education system to let that be the goal as opposed to this conveyor belt of ignorance. As Kim Fox called it, the school to prison program. Because that's what it is for a lot of blacks, school to prison. You think they care? Ask Hollywood if it doesn't care, if it cares about sexualizing your kids or giving you some crazy ideas around, you know, the LGBT lifestyle or whatever else. Ask them if they care. If Supergirl is a lesbian. Does Supergirl have to be a lesbian? Of course she does in Hollywood. I was watching a movie the other day. They have this Chinese woman who is just overacting like you wouldn't believe. She's shooting, you know, doesn't even know how to handle a weapon, but she's walking along and she's doing these, you know, little kung fu moves and knocking guys off their feet. Doesn't even have to look. She's so good. Guys come at her, they look at her wrong. She's shooting with both hands, not even looking. Trips a guy up, wants the people to see how vicious he is. She shoots him in the head without even looking and keeps walking. And everybody's like, ooh. And all the meanwhile, they're these big, vicious brutes that look like they've been trained in the art of warfare for decades, like they worked with the Spartans themselves. And they're just watching this young 105-pound Asian woman be the destructor. Yeah, because, you know, that's the way it works in real life. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, big, brawny guys with brains just stand around and watch the little Asian girl or little white chick, atomic blonde, go out and do the dirty work, right? That's how it works. Sure it is. I'm not telling you that women can't be vicious and mean and man-stoppers and the whole deal. I know some. I'm very proud to have fought with them, you know, and trained with them and a host of other things. But don't try to reprogram me to think that's the way the world works, because it isn't. So this is what I'm talking about, folks, when I talk about all the different things that the left wants us to accept and how distorted they are. And you think you're going to change them. You think our methodology that we've been using for a long time is going to change them. I was in IT. We talked about methodology all the time, and I would go into a meeting and people, well, Kevin, these other people had a great methodology. We really loved their methodology. And I went, let me ask you this. What are the results of their projects? Did they talk about that? Because I can give you three projects where they got kicked off because their methodology didn't work. But, you know, it sounds good on paper. It's kind of like leftism. It's an amazing methodology on paper. Until you try to implement it. And you want to know why? Because they're disingenuous liars. They're not going to implement their methodology the way they tell you. They're just going to tell you what you want to hear. Here's what I'm going to tell you. My methodology works. Here's my client list. Call them. Conservatism works. You got a client list? I do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.